T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rolling along 928 on this Monday morning. Jack Chambers, as always, is producing. Good to have you with us on Sports Daily, 869-1240. You can join the show at your convenience. Major League Baseball. Summer camp. That's what we're calling it. It's a little different kind of summer camp than some may have grown up with. But summer camp for baseball starts on Wednesday. Now, the question for me, Shane, is how many teams will be whole starting Wednesday? How many will have guys in quarantine starting Wednesday? Will there be full rosters? Will there be guys missing? Baseball to me is a very interesting situation because it's a movable village. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moving parts in baseball that are not there for basketball, for instance, or for the NHL once they get their two-city bubble figured out. So I think it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be very fluid. And we've already had quite a few positive tests anyway between the Blue Jays and the Phillies, and the Rockies had 3, and so there's been all kinds of things there. So that, to me, will be the most interesting thing about all of this.
And reportedly, Toronto's still up in the air about where they're going to play their games. It may or may not actually be in Toronto. So, yeah, there's quite a few things to iron out here. My vision for this, or my prediction for this next month, is what we're basically looking at before we're playing ball, is to get your pool of 60 or 52 or 58 or whatever the number that you've come up with that you're allotted. Get them all together, test them all, and then quarantine the ones that get sick. And then hopefully, assuming you behave, moving forward, that's your best chance of having your full 60 or your allotment of 60 to be healthy. You know, this is not exactly snubbing your nose at COVID-19, but if you want to plow through a season, the sooner you all get together, the better. Test for those that are sick, you know, quarantine them, get them healthy again, get them cleared again, and then off you go without a bubble. And then, you know, it's obviously a lot more taxing for baseball because they're actually going to travel. Not like they used to be, but still, you're still got to hop on a plane. Mm-hmm. And the operations manual of Major League Baseball reads in part, although no set of protocols is sufficient to completely eliminate the risk of contracting COVID-19, in developing this plan, the parties relied on numerous MLB and club medical staff and outside experts specializing in infectious diseases in order to minimize the risk present in baseball environments to the greatest extent possible, unquote. That just says to me, hey, we're going to do the best we possibly can.
Right. That's exactly what it says.
As opposed to the NBA, which is going to be in an actual bubble, and there'll be punishment for those that leave and test positive. Punishment may be too strong, but you don't get paid if you leave and get sick and then come back and miss games. Mm-hmm. Buster Olney on Saturday on Dari and Mel right here on KFH, ESPN Radio, was asked, what's the percentage chance that Major League Baseball starts when it's supposed to start? And he said 5%.
Yeah, I heard that.
And actually, he was asked in reverse order. He was asked, what do you think the chances are we crown a World Series champion? He said 0. And then he was asked, what are the percentage chances that MLB starts on July 23rd or 24th or whenever it's supposed to? He said 5%. From what I'm hearing, 5%. Now, I didn't listen to the interview in its entirety, but you put that up side by side to what Brian Windhorst thought about NBA's chances of crowning a champion and going all the way through. He was in the 90s in his faith in that sport, starting on time and crowning a champion. Kind of goes in line with what we think, although we're no experts, but, you know, from all that we've been able to gather, that the NBA's bubble idea and protocol is just about as ironclad as you could get in an unpredictable pandemic in 2020, isn't it?
Well, they haven't – there's no stone that's gone unturned. And I would say this, that if the NBA can't work somehow, if the NBA can't work, then nothing will. Because the NBA has it locked down. They have their bases covered. They've got everybody under one roof, essentially. And that's about as – and they can practice as much social distancing away from the court. It can be mandated, and they can back it up because they have the security to do it. If the NBA can't work with the lengths that they have gone to make it work, then, Shane, my sense is it can't be done.
And I don't know how to disagree with you there either. I really don't. I mean, you can test out the wazoo if you're Major League Baseball if you want to, but you can't control, in essence, where your players are going when they're not on the field. And also, in theory, of course, we're not experts, not doctors, and never claim to be, but assuming all however many guys in an NBA basketball roster are all negative, then you can lean on, sweat on, and bang on and whatever else you want to for 48 minutes, and in theory, that's okay, right?
Sure.
Assuming you're negative, you can play a full contact sport, to my knowledge, and get away with it. Now, off the court, they totally have gone to the nth degree to keep people away from each other with the ping pong rules and the poker rules and you know, nobody leaves campus rules. But Major League Baseball, on the flip side of the coin, is just relying on extensive testing, being tested for COVID-19 as well as antibodies. Well, I mean, that's all well and good, but if you're traveling and, you know, not quarantined to your hotel once you get there, or I'm sure they're going to strongly suggest, you know. And I know it's probably – it's not like we can – not like baseball can check out the NBA's success rate, because they're pretty much going at the same time. So it's not like, hey, watch the NBA. Look how successful these guys are. This is how you guys need to react and behave. But there are a lot of plans in place in this document. What are they calling it? Oh, operations manual. In the operations manual for Major League Baseball, but they just can't cross all the T's and dot all the I's like the NBA can.
Well, no. And it's unreasonable to assume that everything's going to go swimmingly and they're just going to get through this. And I mean, think about it. Just think about the difference. They're trying to regulate and account for virtually every movement in the NBA. In Major League Baseball, you go to the ballpark, then you go home or wherever else you go. You're in contact with people getting a beer or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, having a bite to eat or whatever the case is. The baseball component brings in so much of the world.
And it all depends on what part of the United States you're located at, too, because
sure.
Jackson County and Kansas City apparently have gone to an all-mask mandate. So there's that in Kansas City, but not necessarily is it mandated elsewhere around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Royals released their 60-man roster. It's basically their taxi squad of a pool of players that they can dive into if necessary. Bobby Witt's on that thing.
I saw that.
How about that?
That was the most interesting thing to me of the whole thing was that Bobby Witt was a part of it. I know some teams are saving spots for recent draft picks, a la Bobby Witt, but even guys that were taken this year. Rockies are only using 52 of their spots. And there wasn't very much there that I thought was surprising. Ibaldo Jimenez not making it, I guess, was interesting, but not key. But I thought that the Bobby Witt thing was the most interesting thing for the Royals. I mean, other than that, I mean, every guy that made it was in the big league camp. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, including Kyle Isbell, one of their outfielders. He impressed. So he made it.
Yeah. So let's go. Was there anything else that took you by surprise?
I just want to point out this wasn't a surprise. Ace Lacy is not one of them. He's their most big league ready pitcher that's not already in the big leagues. They fought that temptation. Dayton Moore said there was some talk, but apparently he has a good workout situation in College Station, so they're just going to leave well enough alone with their first overall pick. And I think that's probably a decent decision. 32 pitchers on this 60-man roster.
Yeah.
Now, 30 will break camp, and 30 will be this taxi squad, as we like to call it. Daniel Lynch is on there. Jackson Coar is on there. Let's see, Foster Griffin, Brady Singer. So a lot of the five aces, a lot of the big, you know, recent draft picks, not this year, but all the guys that were in Double A and looked like they were going to Triple A, they're on this 60-man roster. To be honest, Bruce, I don't know why you put Bobby Witt Jr. on this list. He's barely played in the system. I mean, what? He can't be more than 19 years old.
Is there a psychological reason?
That could
be. Is there a...
I don't hate that if that's what it is. That's okay.
It doesn't bother me too much. When you consider his bloodlines, one would think that he's better equipped to handle this kind of thing. I can't imagine the Royals asking too much of him. But for him to be around the mechanism as it operates, especially in a shortened season, I don't think it's a bad thing for him.
Yeah, be among the other 30. Learn how they go about their business. Learn how it is to be a professional.
Exactly.
If that's what it's for, I'll applaud that. Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
And I'm guessing.
I'm with you. I hope that's the case. Okay. I do. I hope that's the case.
So, anyway, Twitter questions coming up. Cindy's going to bring it to us. Cindy HRO, your HR experts in Wichita, as we roll on a Monday. Jad Chambers in the studio runs the show. He takes us to break back in a moment.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.